Welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tadao Effect. I'm your host, Taquisha Davis. We are already at the end of March. The new year is here, welcoming spring with open arms and gratitude. Gratitude for the simple things. The breath of life. Having your limbs. Being able to open your eyes. It's the simple things. I want to get right into today's episode. And this episode it may hit a little different for some of you. And it's supposed to. I do want to welcome you to the new world. You made it. We made it. Dimensions. Dimensions are not places or locations. They are a level of consciousness that vibrate at a certain rate. Each dimension vibrates at a higher rate than the one below it. In each higher dimension, there exists a clearer, wider perspective of reality, a greater level of knowing. We experience more freedom, greater power, and more opportunity to create our reality. What is the matrix? This matrix we live in is not a computer simulation. So many people use the word matrix all the time, but never tell you what it truly is. It is not the government. It's not the movie Matrix. It's not the red pill community. There are archetypes in this world. Some call them spirits. Some call them characters. And to be quite honest, it really doesn't matter what you call them. Because they are everywhere. Movies, history, songs, and our everyday lives. To every spirit, there is a shadow. For every great mother, there is a devouring mother. So what's a matrix? A matrix is a medium, a restructure in what something develops. Matrix comes from the word mater, which means womb. Good matrix or womb sustains you so that you can be independent. A bad matrix takes from you so you can depend upon it. The matrix we live in is called civilization. See, you think civilization is synonymous to advancement, but it's really not. The truth is simple, and the lie is complicated. The more civilization grows, the less advanced humans physically are. The truth is, you're being domesticated by civilization. And they call it self-domestication. Think about it like this. What would happen to your dog if you were to leave it in your house and never come back? That dog depends on you, and it will surely pass away, because it's that disconnected from its wild counterpart. Just like the majority of you. You see, if something was to happen to civilization today, most of you will pass away within the next couple of weeks, or even maybe the next couple of days. Unlike our ancestors and those who still live by the way of nature, there are fragile things, robust things, and anti-fragile things. Something that is fragile breaks easy in the presence of chaos. Something that is robust barely changes in the face of chaos. And something that is anti-fragile grows stronger and better in the face of chaos. Civilization purposely makes you fragile. But this doesn't mean you have to give up comfortable living and technology. Technology is not bad. Technology that's bad for the earth and humanity is bad. You can live a happy, comfortable life and still escape this civilization before it does what it always does and crumble. Civilization has taught many of us that we need it, that you have to have it, and that without it, you cannot be a human. But there's nothing further than the truth ever since the advent of agriculture and civilization. Famines have come into the picture. Slavery warfare, diseases, viruses, sexism, racism. And there is a way out of it. Connecting with your highest purpose. And when you do that, you will learn that you will always be ready for whatever life comes at you. So you don't have to get ready. It's trusting you, the divinity within, no matter what the circumstances look like. Understanding that we are it. Nothing outside of yourself. If you don't do anything else in life, learn to trust yourself. Congratulations. Thank you for the work you are doing. There is a shift in human consciousness that is currently happening, pushing humanity to disconnect and look within so we can truly understand ourselves, so that we can better understand and heal our world for the purpose of evolution. An event that impacts our entire universe. See, we cannot heal in the same place that hurt us. And for now, this shift can only be felt by those who have awakened. And it's being described through many names. Ascension to fifth dimensional consciousness. The return of Christ consciousness. Spiritual awakening. Among other names, to name a few. But all of those are just labels for that just one core happening, which is consciousness. From my personal experience, when I first started experiencing this shift, it was very intense. And it was like I finally became aware of myself, but not the identity self. The self beyond this physical, temporary body. The observer. I all of a sudden realized that what I thought to be true was not it. I had no other choice but to surrender everything that I thought I knew, which in truth were just programs, beliefs, concepts, and ideas that I have picked up along the way from others. While I was looking for myself outside, I now know that I am everything, but I am also the nothing that becomes aware of itself. I can now see the interconnectedness of everything and everyone. this is how I now know that coincidence doesn't exist. It's synchronicities of an individual network that connects all things and everyone. Albert Einstein said it best. He said coincidence is just God's way of remaining anonymous. Now, in the coding of the Bible, keyword coding. I'm going to quote this scripture, John 3:7. You must be born again. This is it. I felt that the persons that I was died, and I was experiencing a rebirth. And at first, I thought I was going crazy. But knowing what I know now, I was actually becoming sane in a world where insanity is considered being normal. Realistic and falling in line with the person in front of me. The blind leading the blind. No thanks. I'll think for myself and I will carve my own path. See, during this time and where your being is experiencing this rebirth, your mind truly becomes that which resembles the mind of a baby. You are now learning and observing new knowledge through frequency and vibration, which is how the mind of a baby learns in its early stages. You become aware of all energy, which can become overwhelming. Your mind becomes a receiver for new information. Information that is now coming from within, in addition to the knowledge and experience that you have gathered throughout your life from your exterior world. Thus, it becomes a lonely path. You can now see through everything and everyone. The barriers you create are simply an attempt to respect the superficial privacy of others. This allows me to use Bayesian inference, which is a method of generating predictions based on new information, experience, prior knowledge, and belief. That is where spiritual discernment develops, as you are now operating from a state of knowing. Although beliefs is what creates this three-dimensional reality. Belief ceases to exist in this higher state of consciousness. I describe it as direct access to God, which was once just an illusion. But once you truly get to see what God, the universe, is, which is all within you, to this world then becomes the illusion. Awakening souls are now taking the lead to show others what they yet cannot see. It's acting as a wave which will eventually realize it was always the whole ocean. And I call this first wave of awakened souls the Ark. Courageous and strong to take the ridicule or the judgment. But let me remind you that all great visionaries, the greatest minds, the greatest leaders to ever walk on this earth was first ridiculed, humiliated, condemned by those who couldn't see what they could. It is only now that their visions have become our reality that we praise them. There is no stopping this shift in consciousness. It is our future. And we must match the frequency of where our world is headed. A beautiful world of unconditional love and unity. A world led by the heart and balanced with the mind. The new world. Living divinity. You are God in a physical body. You are spirit in the flesh. You are eternal life expressing itself as you. You are a cosmic being. You are a power. You are all wisdom. You are all intelligence. You are perfection. You are magnificent. You are the creator. And you are creating the creation of you. I love you guys. Remember who you are. I know who I am, and I know who I am not. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice of reason in your journey. I am only a vessel. And I am honored to be able to be the vessel to give the word to the collective from the divine. We are the guides. Love yourself. Trust yourself. Choosing you is choosing everyone else. It's the God within. I love you guys. Thank you for always listening. Until next time, peace.